And a very warm welcome to Forest FM. It's just gone 5 o'clock and it's time for the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Aritasia. Today is Sunday, the 26th of May, 2019, and we're still celebrating the world's greatest singing competition.
This is Chingiz from Azerbaijan.
Hey, this is Zala.
And Gasper from Slovenia.
Hi, this is Sahat from San Marino. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
There we are, that's Teaching with Ding A Dong, the Netherlands, 1975. And until this year, that was the last Dutch Eurovision win in 1975 in Stockholm, Sweden, the year after ABBA won with Waterloo. Now, a sad thing about that too is that Hank Marvin and the Shadows were in the 1975 contest representing the United Kingdom, and they missed out to that. And apparently, Hank Marvin from The Shadows was not very happy. I can imagine with those lyrics in that previous song we just heard, they're testing, aren't they, of making any sense whatsoever. But they never mind, it is just Eurovision, I guess. Expect the unexpected. And speaking of the unexpected, oh my goodness me, the European Broadcasting Union earlier this week admitted that there was a failure with their auditors when it comes to the voting, and particularly the jury votes from Belarus. Yes, so that's why it was random that Israel got 12 points from Belarus, and you're like, okay, something's going on here. And so, yeah, we'll explain it all as the show goes on, but we have a very special treat for you. Our very good friend David Mann from Eurovision Radio International, which you can hear every Wednesday from 7 till 10 here in the United Kingdom, then 8 to 11 in Central European time, is going to give us a treat and a rundown of the top 10 of the Eurovision Song Contest 2019.
Here we go then, music lovers, with the top 10 countdown of Eurovision 2019. At number 10, up 33 places from 2018, it's Iceland and Hatrid Munsigra from Hatari. At 9, a rise of 11 places for Kate Miller-Heidke and Gravity for Australia. At number 8, it's up 22 places for Azerbaijan and Chingiz with Truth. This year's highest new climber, with a rise of a massive 35 places and topping the audience vote, it's North Macedonia and Tamara Todevska, who's proud at number 7. And at 6, it's a rise of 9 places for The Spirit of the Sky with Kato from Norway. And now, this year's Eurovision Top 5. At 5, up 2 places, John Lundvik with Too Late for Love from Sweden. Up 28 places to this year's number 4, Switzerland, Luca Haney and She Got Me. A rise of 33 places brings Russia's Sergei Lazarev and Scream to number 3. Italy move up 3 places with Mahmoud and Soldi to number 2. And this year's Eurovision number 1, up 17 places. It's a first win for 44 years for the Netherlands at Arcade from Duncan Lawrence, not half.
Het licht dat nu weer zal schijnen, dat de kou doet verdwijnen. Ik zie jouw gezicht.
One of my most favorite Dutch Eurovision entries of all time. That's the Netherlands 1994. Unbelievably came second last in 1994. Unbelievable. Willeke Alberti with Waar is die Son? Where is the Sun? It was one of the pre-contest favourites, I remember. And everybody was quite shocked at the result in the end. And most certainly me when I rewatched it. Because in 1994, I was 7. when obviously the most amazing thing about the 1994 contest is obviously the amazing river dance coming out of it. It's just obviously it's absolutely stunning, isn't it, that piece of music? So why not, we can play it right here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So here is Bill Whelan's River Dance from the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest.
Whispers begin. Hi, this is Yuri. I'm from Lithuania. I'm going to be this year's representative for the Eurovision Song Contest. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. My song is called Run With The Lions.
If you want to see, just open your eyes. If you want to breathe, let's go outside in the open. Out in the open. There's no need to stay locked up inside. This kingdom is yours and this kingdom is mine. Let me show you. Let me show you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't gotta hurt away. Cause we got a love that can't be caged. We got a love that can't be caged. Come on, come on, let your feelings out. Come on, come on, get your freedom now. Run wild.
From Lithuania 2019, A Run With The Lions. And he was only a couple of points from qualifying to the grand final from semi-final two. Lithuania does very well when it comes to the televoting. They got managed to get 12 points from Ireland, Norway and the United Kingdom. Yes. So in the televote, we gave 1 point to Romania and then 2 to Russia, 3 to Ireland, which was their only 3 points in the televoting. And thankfully, they gave us 3 points in the grand final. Oh, dear. And then we move on to 4 points to Sweden, 5 points to the Netherlands, the eventual winners, 6 points to Switzerland, yay, 7 points to Azerbaijan, 8 points to Malta, 10 points to Norway, and the 12 went to Lithuania. So, yeah, different, eh? Different, different, different. Wow. I'm stumped sometimes. Right, okay. It's now time to do one of my favourite bits. It is time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's a part of the Eurovision Showcase each week, which my husband Rob gets the two hats out, and one of the hats has little bits of paper with years in, and the other hat has little bits of paper with countries in. He takes one out of each, we glue it together, and we play that song, obviously completely at random, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, We've had guests over this week, this weekend, excuse me, and Rob's had to go and take our lovely friends Keely from San Francisco and Michael from Charleston, South Carolina, to go and take them back to Heathrow Airport. So he did the draw before recording. So we have the country of Moldova, and it's the year 2000. It works. 2011. Yes, we're going to Dusseldorf, Germany, and the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, which was mired in controversy. That wasn't, it was fine. And the Moldovan entry was from Zobdi Zob with the song So Lucky, which ended up coming rather bizarrely 12th place with 97 points. Just behind the United Kingdom's Blue with I Can. Now, this song is not one of my favourites, I'm afraid. It did make it to the UK charts in 2011 to 153. I had to laugh at that. In its semi-final, it only came 10th, so it only just scraped through. But getting to the grand final, obviously more eyes onto it. People liked it. I don't see it, but there we are. So that's Moldova for you. So Moldova in 2011, they actually had a national final, and obviously Zobdi Zob won. Natalia Barbu came second, and she represented Moldova in 2011 with actually quite a good song called Fight, and she ended up coming 10th. I'm sure she came 10th. One of the two. Yeah, I'm sure she came 10th or 9th, something close like that. So she did pretty well, but Zobdi Zob were the original debutants of Moldova when Moldova debuted in 2005 in Kiev, in Ukraine. So it was just one of those things, I guess. So, like in 2010, they had a pre-selection round which concluded with two steps. First, the singers and songwriters were able to submit their entries online via the TRM website. And then an expert jury listened to all the songs and then selected 60 for the second stage, which each of the 60 previously selected performers had 3 minutes to demonstrate their vocal abilities at the live audition on the 29th of January. And the Moldovan, as well as the Belarusian auditions, you can watch them generally live online. And it's the most horrific thing you've ever seen. So funny. Right, so when it came to the grand final, Moldova managed to get 12 points from Romania. Oh, I'm shocked, aren't you? And then in the final, they got 8 points from the United Kingdom, Italy and Ireland, 7 points from Azerbaijan, Belarus, Russia and Ukraine, 5 points from Austria, Georgia, Portugal and Slovakia, 4 points from France, Germany and Lithuania, and 1 point from Belgium, respectively. But in the grand final, Moldova gave its 8 points to Ukraine, which is Mika Newton, with the sand artist, the original sand artist performance there. Okay, and then 10 points went to Azerbaijan, which was Ellen Nikki, the eventual winners with Running Scared, and 12 points went to Romania. A Romania song in 2011 was sung by a group, Hotel FM, with the song Change. But one of my favourite bits about it is that one of the members of Hotel FM is actually British expat David Bryan. A lovely bloke he is. And it's one of my favourite Romanian entries, I must say. So well deserved to those 12 points. So let's bite our tongues and listen to Australia, Moldova 2011. So I don't know how I managed to say Australia. Here is Zobdi Zob with So Lucky, Moldova 2011, Rob's random request. And it's random indeed. So lucky! In my convertible green, so martini, whiskey on the rocks, The winner of Eurovision 1988 for Switzerland, Celine Dion, with Water from the Moon. That was from her second English studio album in 1992, just simply called Celine Dion. Yes, it was commercially released in March of 1993 as the fifth single, the song here, in the United States. And in Canada, it was a radio single only. But Water from the Moon was written by Diane Warren, who produced by Guy Roach, with additional production from Walter Anastiff. And Warren did also the backing vocals. How amazing is that, Diane Warren? She co-wrote the UK entry in 2009 for Jade Ewen and It's My Time. But it got to number one in the Quebecan music stations, and in the United States it got to 11th in the Adult Contemporary Billboard charts. And the top singles in Canada, it came 7th, and then the Canadian Adult Contemporary, it got to number 3. But what an amazing tune. And also, Celine Dion was on The Late Show in the United States with James Corden, with another edition of Carpool Karaoke. And you can check out the link on YouTube. It's just brilliant. And I'm sure I've shared it on our Facebook page, and which of course you can like and interact and look at all the various updates and news about the Eurovision Song Contest on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Or if you've got Facebook, just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You can look at our page even if you don't do Facebook, so don't worry about that. You can also follow us on Twitter if you're over there, twitter.com/ESC Showcase. Of course, our Twitter handle is @ESC Showcase on Twitter. And you can email us for a request if you'd like, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now it is time for me to let you know what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And my goodness me, it's been a very busy week since last weekend. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 26th of May, 2019. Now, quite a few days ago, our good friends at ESC Extra, Nathan Waddell and Oliver Lewis, look at the difficulty the British media has in its communication about the Eurovision Song Contest, because basically, the UK media say Europeans have no taste in Eurovision fallout. In particular, the coverage on ITV's Lorraine show just after Good Morning Britain, where Lorraine Kelly and Dan Watton from The Sun, originally born in New Zealand, were basically saying Europeans have no taste and that the UK should pull out. Absolutely, completely stupid ideas, and my personal opinion, bizarre, bizarre. Now, earlier this week, the EBU have responded to the error of the Belarusian jury voting at the Eurovision 2019. They've now clarified the mistake and indeed taken place. And that the results have now been updated. And the update now sees North Macedonia as the jury winner. The EBU have clarified that the error has now classified as human error, and then they give out the following statement on Eurovision.tv. The Belarusian jury was dismissed following the reveal of their results for the first semi-final, which is contrary to Eurovision Song Contest rules. So the UK have got less points. They've got 11 points. Germany have gone down to 25th, just above us, and Belarus has gone up to 24. And the other big move was Sweden and Norway changing places with 5th and 6th, respectively. But that really is your Eurovision Showcase news. There is so much at our good friends at ESC Extra and Eurovoir.com. Do check them out. That is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Arias. And I just want to mention before we head on into some more music, the sad thing about the UK media just not looking at the bigger picture when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest. I hope you'd all be in agreement with me that as much as we love Michael Rice, he has a fantastic voice, his talents and his personality is extremely attractive and he is just such a lovely guy, so there's no doubt about that. But the song, I believe, and the performance was so average that why would anybody want to pick up the phone? If you're in Latvia, you're a housewife in Poland, you're a farmer in Greece, you know, you just what is there? Because when you've got 25 other songs which are a little bit more compelling, that are a little bit more in your face sort of stance, all of those countries mostly have taken a chance, and they took a, you know, a daring response to go out there and garner support. They managed to get it. I mean, look at the Netherlands, a song that was written by himself, Duncan Lawrence, with the song Arcade. He wrote it himself. He's obviously going to convict it much more over through the camera, the promotion of the song throughout the announcement back in March has just gone from strength to strength for the Netherlands, hence why they were at the top of the betting odds the whole time. But even the songs that came second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth, etc., they've done what they've done because it's a compelling and interesting song. Our song sadly was a bit outdated by probably about 10 years or so. So you have to look at it rather than politics, because politics does have that minute inflict on the voting. But as many Brits don't seem to understand when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest, our music industry only hears English music. But you go to Belgium, you go to the Netherlands, you go to France, you go to Spain, and you go to Azerbaijan, or you go to Turkey and Estonia or Sweden, they listen to different music in different languages. Their music industry is integrated, particularly, you know, Greece and Cyprus, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, and Albania and Greece, Romania and Moldova, you know. They hear each other's music, and so many people here, I don't think, understand. They just think it's politics and it's all about the horrible Brexit. But I don't know, it's weird. Anyways, that's off my high horse. I hope you understand where I'm coming from, and I just feel like I need to get it out of my system. I hope you appreciate that. Anyway, stick around here for the Eurovision live and kicking this week, and some more music here on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I take a dive into your eyes. You got the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they ain't lying. Oh, a little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. Keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some eyes, yeah, till I got a dose of you. You got me feeling I could fly, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm way up and I ain't coming down. You're taking me higher, 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 higher. And I'm burning up and I ain't cooling down. Yeah, I got the fire. Fuego. Take me in, take a breath. Ain't no hidden agenda. What you see is what you get. I was looking for some eyes, yeah, till I got a dose of you. You got me feeling I could fly, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm way up and I ain't coming down. You're taking me higher, 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 higher. Cause I'm burning up and I ain't cooling down. Yeah, I got the fire.
like wildfire. You got me feeling I could fly, yeah. 'Cause I'm way up and I ain't coming down. You taking me higher, yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm burning up and I ain't cooling down. Yeah, I've got the fire.
Mon Zelmerloff with Fuego, his cover of Cypress's entry in 2018, coming second from Eleni Ferreira. Yeah, what a great tune there from Mons. He can do anything, can't he, that man? Literally. Right. Dear, oh dear. Now, it's time for us to go to the 1983 contest in Munich and then West Germany. Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to hear the song that came third for Sweden. Yes, and it's the English version. It's Love Isn't Love from Carola Högqvist.
To the bees, there's one old lady spent her days making wine. The wine tasted fine. Power to the vine. Power to the boys that played rock and roll and made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, those I've yet to meet. Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, to the people we want to be. Baby, power to you and me. There's one strong man living off the land. Power to the land. There's some young girl laying down in Monte Carlo, laying in the sun. Power to the sun. Power to the boys who played rock and roll and made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, those I've yet to meet. Rock and roll, I made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, and those I've yet to meet. Power to all our friends, to the music.
The legendary Sir Cliff Richard with Power to All Our Friends, coming third for the United Kingdom in 1973. Yes, Sir Cliff was pipped at the post for the second place by Mondadares from Spain. The Spanish don't like Cliff. No. I don't think Cliff likes the Spanish. Maybe. I don't know. But he doesn't seem to manage to beat them. So that's quite funny. So honestly, Mondadares with Eres Tu is such a beautiful song and a legendary Eurovision song anyways. And then, of course, the winner of 1973's Anne-Marie David with Tu Reconnaîtras. And I'm going to be very, very cheeky. I'm going to play a little bit from her latest sort of disc that I was very lucky enough to pick up at the Eurovision, London Eurovision party in the Café de Paris in Leicester Square. And this is awesome. This is a beautiful rendition of Anne-Marie David's with Tu Reconnaîtras, the Luxembourg Eurovision winner for 1973. And then we'll have Live and Kicking here on Forest FM.
Dans gloire n'a jamais couronné. Dans ce monde égoïste qui renie ce qu'il a adoré, dans ceux qui ont peur, dans ceux qui ont froid, tu verras, tu te reconnaîtras à chaque instant, dans chaque joie, dans chaque larme. Tu verras, tu te reconnaîtras dans cet enfant, parmi ces gens, tout comme toi.
This week's Live and Kicking is the winner of 2019. Yes, it's the Netherlands' Duncan Lawrence with Arcade from the grand final of Eurovision 2019. So that is it also for me here for another week of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. where I have more classic Eurovision music as well as some of the updated stuff too. So take care, and we hope you to see you next Sunday right here on Forest FM. Also, you can listen to our previous shows via Mixcloud, Spotify, and any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravisein, vislat, dobitzenia. I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it, carried it, carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I spend all of the love I save. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing I'm
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.